has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for our American stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to prostatesecrets.com, prostatesecrets.com, that's prostatesecrets.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, sometimes we get on a roll on this program. We become guest intensive. And we don't take a lot of calls on some days. I don't know. I've never figured out how that happens, but it just does. And I want to see if we can change that today. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
Kevin, do you or Gentleman Jim know what the attendance was at the Oregon State, Florida, I believe, the Las Vegas Bowl? Do you know what the total of the attendance was?
Yes, I do. Last year it was 32,000. This year I believe it was 30,000. 30,000.
And the seating capacity?
Allegedly 65,000.
No, well, a lot of my friends call me Debbie Downer, but I notice what the networks are doing. And when you say 30,000, I'm going to say half of that was 15,000 locals that said, let's go watch a football game. But anyway, aside from that, something I noticed the networks are doing, when they have a sparse crowd, and even at the LA Coliseum, they're black tarping over the end zones now. Well, you know, they drove the workers out. I'm throwing in politics with sports, but these are sad times, and these are a sign of the times. Goldman Sachs is laying off 4,000 to 6,000. You want to be in the market? You want to watch your 401k?
Frank, yes. We are headed into a recession if we're not already there. I mean, people have to admit it.
I agree.
We just have to admit we're in the midst of a recession.
Kevin, can I get you and Gentleman Jim's best bowl game plays?
I don't do that kind of stuff. Jim can probably. In fact, I'll tell you what. Tell you what. Before the end of the hour, we'll do that. Okay. Best plays.
Happy holidays.
And Merry Christmas to you, too. That's fine. See if we can squeeze in Brady before we go to break. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I want to give a big shout out. You know, the one thing Donald Trump really did when he was president is he exposed how corrupt the left is, your Democrats. Also, like the Vatican and the Pope, how on the wrong side of history they are. Also, like this war with Ukraine, it's not really a good decision to ever go into Ukraine without informing the people. Since 2014, we've had our troops there. We've had thousands of our own United States troops in the Ukraine behind the back of the American people. And what Donald Trump did, and Elon Musk, which I give shout out to him too, with what he's doing with Twitter and exposing how corrupt the censorship, like Adam Schiff and the rotten Democrats, and what they did to the American people in direct violation of the Constitution. They used that Patriot Act to go against us citizens. And what you're seeing now is people are finally wising up, especially to the jabs. That's one thing too, but the Ukrainian war, what a disaster. You know, we're supposedly going into a recession, depression, and Biden's still giving them trillions of dollars to Zelensky. He doesn't even know where it's going. And yeah, a good thing most people, one thing quick, Kevin, before I go, guess who George Soros' cousin is?
I give up.
Zelensky.
Adam Schiff.
Go figure.
Adam Schiff.
Zelensky.
Oh, Zelensky. Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, Brady, I got to run. I got to hit a break here with the bottom of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up on the show, we'll get to more of your calls. You want to join us, you can at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'll let you hear from Rudy Giuliani. What does he think of the work of the January 6th committee yesterday? You're not going to believe this. Rudy Giuliani, Mr. Mayor. He is the mayor. He will always be the official or unofficial mayor of New York City. Stay with you. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And coming up on 132 as we check out your current traffic conditions right now, several accidents on the area freeways right now and surface streets. Alta Drive, that's at Jones Boulevard. Got an incident there. Eastbound Silverado Ranch, that's at Spencer. Fender bender there. Injury incident, that's Atwood at Serene. And a traffic problem, that's Las Verde Street at San Bernardino Avenue. And remember that road work also continues on Charleston. That's both directions between Pecos and Lamb. And really in the afternoons, we're seeing some big time delays through there. So do keep that in mind on Charleston.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Nazeri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Raiders heading to Pittsburgh on Saturday. They'll take on the Steelers, sitting at 6-8, winning four of their last five games. Raiders' slim playoff hopes still alive, but it'll take some help as the league heads to the final three games of the regular season. Pittsburgh is also 6-8. They've won three of their last four. NHL, the Golden Knights are back home Wednesday facing the Arizona Coyotes. Vegas has lost back-to-back games, falling Monday night to the Buffalo Sabres 3-2. Chandler Stephenson and Riley Smith with goals for the Knights both came in the third period after they trailed 3-0. UNLV basketball back in action Thursday night facing Southern Miss at the Thomas and Mack Center. The Rebels are 10-1 after their loss Saturday to San Francisco. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Nazeri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Shop Macy's last-minute gift sale and save 20 to 60%, plus an extra 20% off great gift ideas with your coupon or Macy's card. Not sure what to get? Let them choose with a Macy's gift card. Shop your local Macy's early and late, and get your orders faster when you pick up curbside or in-store. Plus, spend your Macy's money on anything, no merchandise exclusions. Details at macys.com/macysmoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. You want to join in on the conversation? We're going to be caller intensive in this half hour. We'll take you right up to the top of the hour. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Al. Al, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call. Quick question. Before I make my point, did Megan Barth already come on? Did she come on today?
She was on at noon, but you'll be able to hear her comments coming up at 2:35.
Oh, okay. Because I want to compliment on that and support that. I love hearing Megan Barth. I love reading her stuff, and I love her listening to her. And I think that's a great move for your show.
Thank you.
It's going to bring you a lot more listeners.
Thank you very much.
This is one of the things that I'm involved with some of the candidates, and somebody just told me that the FTX crypto stuff that's going on, conspiracy or whatever, all the stuff that's going on there, that a lot of money was sent over to Nevada. And I think that would be a good topic for your team to dig into and inform us. I mean, we're battleground, and we'll see how that affects some of the races here. Somebody was telling me, and I don't know the legalities of this, but that some of that money might have to be given back by some of these campaigns, that people that received money here in Nevada races.
Everybody and their brother will be scouring their, every candidate will be looking at this and saying, do we need to be returning money? That's something you don't want to have on your resume. You just flat out
right.
don't
So anyways, I understand that. So I hear a lot of the Democrats got money. So maybe we ought to jump on them and try to, we got to fight, man. I'm telling you right now, this is our best plan, Kevin. A lot of people are overlooking. Lombardo is going to have to veto a lot of stuff the first 2 years. But if we can get a piece of the legislature or win it and get on a plan right now and identify those key seats that we can win in the following 2 years, he might make a big difference.
Well,
and I think we got a really good chance of winning the U.S. Senate, because we were so close with Laxalt.
Yeah, within 8,000 votes. Hey, Al, thank you, man.
Right.
I appreciate the call. More to come as we continue. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. One of the things that's a little scary out there is what happened yesterday in the January 6th committee. Let's see if we can squeeze in cut 5. because this is a guy that I have always admired, Rudy Giuliani. He was on Newsmax yesterday. This is cut number five. And his reaction to the four criminal referrals for Donald J. Trump. Listen to this.
What do you make of these criminal referrals from this partisan January 6th committee?
Probably one of the most disgraceful days in the history of the United States Congress, and by far its most illegal, unethical committee made up of almost to a person people who disgraced the Congress. I mean, just take Schiff. Whenever we see Schiff, he's talking about Russian collusion, Russian agents that he has that collaborated with Trump, and never has the liar produced anyone. The chairman is all bent out of shape about people who are election deniers. He's been an election denier for 8 years. So I go on and on. I mean, this is a committee of hypocrites. And they've done a definitive report. Here it is, January 6th. Right here. They've already completed it. Why have to spend more time on it? Probably to get a few more votes. They really found nothing we didn't know. Here's what we didn't know going in. We didn't know why Ashley Babbitt was killed. They didn't interview a single witness as to the only homicide that took place that day.
Yeah. Rudy Giuliani, smart dude, but he may be facing some criminal jeopardy himself. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The end of Title 42 has been, well, paused is the best word that I can find. John Roberts, the Chief Justice, put the hold on Title 42. The big question is, how long will it be until the court takes this up and ends up dealing with it? Gentlemen, Jim, there are tons of people. I mean, I keep watching, doesn't matter what channel, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and they all show this huge throng waiting down in El Paso to cross over into the United States. What's going on?
Just imagine every person in the city of Boulder City, if they wanted to leave Boulder City and head to Las Vegas all at once, that's how many people roughly are waiting to get into El Paso. They're on the Mexico side right now, but they're being held there because of Title 42. So a lot of people are projecting, okay, there are 5,000 people that are crossing into the United States every day on the southern border, 5,000 just in that sector, in the El Paso area. And what they're warning people now is there could be as many as 18,000. So the city of Boulder City entering the United States every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it adds up after a while. And at a certain point, Kevin, you have to ask yourself, how many people can you get in the boat? I mean, eventually you overload the boat and the boat sinks. At what point do we admit that there's a real problem here? We got to build these border fences. We have to stop what's happening right now. First of all, we don't have anywhere to put these people and process them. Where are you going to put these people?
Well, here's what they keep saying. What they keep saying is, we've got to create better facilities for processing. Take the Border Patrol out of the business of processing and let them do what they do, which is essentially be cops along our southern border. The problem is that they're not allowing us to do it. Now the question is going to be, what does the United States Supreme Court do? I don't know which way they'll go on this. I really honestly don't.
Well, the mayor of El Paso has issued a disaster declaration, if you will, and they're looking for the federal government to step in. They're looking for the state government to help them set up shelters. They want to bus the migrants to other parts of the country, which, of course, Texas has been doing for some time now. But there's not enough space. I mean, 18,000 people a day could be coming in. These are people we don't know. We don't know their health history. We don't know anything. Maybe they're a part of Al-Qaeda. Maybe they're a part of some other. Maybe they're a part of MS-13. Again, we were talking about this earlier. And when you have people from over 100 countries, There's only 200 countries on planet Earth, and half the people are represented coming into the country just since Joe Biden has been the president. So this is something that just obviously cannot be sustained. And El Paso is looking for help.
Well, in New York, Eric Adams, the new mayor there, is asking for $1 billion to deal with this crisis in New York City. And I'm going to tell you something. This is scary what's going on right now. I mean, it really honestly is. This is scary.
Well, and when we talk about these numbers, that's the scary part, because this program of busing people to other parts of the country that they've been doing in El Paso and the state of Texas, they've still only bused over 10,000 migrants to New York and a little over 3,200 to Chicago since August. So this is, that number, doesn't even represent what could possibly be coming across the border on a daily basis. People need to wake up. This is absolutely a disaster.
Yeah. More on that coming up. I want to go very quickly to cut number six. This is Dick Morris. He was on the show, I think, last week, and we were talking about the January 6th committee and what that committee would be producing. They ended up producing four counts of criminal referral on Donald J. Trump to the DOJ. But Dick Morris on Newsmax was adamant earlier this week that this is not going to hurt former President Donald J. Trump politically. It just simply isn't, according to Dick Morris. This is Cut 6. Go.
I think the Republican voters have understood that there is an effort to gut Trump by the Democrats using any excuse they possibly can. And the idea that he was sponsoring an insurrection on January 6th, that would be the only unarmed rebellion in world history. And that he was doing that is insane. When he went on the air and asked everyone to go home, and when he asked for 20,000 troops to be called out to stop an insurrection. So it's absolutely absurd, and voters, Republicans will know that. Look, everybody understands that there's now a war going on between the FBI and Donald Trump. It's a no-holds-barred war. But the important thing about it is that none of the charges against Trump, either by this committee or being contemplated by the special prosecutor, is enough to bar him from running legally. And it will have no impact on him politically, because the Republican primary voters see it for what it is. They're going to stick with Trump, and he's going to get the nomination easily. We did a poll 4 days ago, and after the midterm elections, after losing Georgia, after having the Condi West flap, having had the terminate the Constitution flap, all of this stuff manufactured by the media, Trump didn't lose a point. He was ahead of DeSantis 58-36, and he's still ahead of DeSantis on November 8th, and he's still ahead of him 58-36. So all this is going to do is to revivify Trump's fortune. But it'll do one other thing. It marginalizes DeSantis, because ultimately the choice here will be, do you think Trump should be in jail or not? And if you say not, you can't then say, oh, but he should be out as president. It just doesn't work that way. And I think that Trump will actually benefit from all of this. And if the FBI indicts him and it gets even worse, I don't think that's going to hurt him. I think that he's going to absolutely come through it as unscathed as he was in two impeachments.
Dick Morris on Newsmax talking about the January 6th committee. And this is incredible. What's going on now in our nation's capital, and the entire report is going to be released tomorrow, by the way, is just unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, five. Buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car.